The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday of the third week of Lent. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the commemoration of St. John of God. He was born in 1495 and became a soldier. While he was a soldier, he gave up his active Christian belief. He was 40 before his sinfulness began to dawn on him. He decided to give the rest of his life to God's service, and so he headed to Africa, where he hoped to free captive Christians and possibly be martyred. Well, he was soon advised that his desire for martyrdom wasn't spiritually well-based, and he returned to Spain and ran a religious goods store. He was moved by a sermon of St. John of Avila, and one day engaged in a public beating of himself, begging mercy and wildly repenting for his past life. He was committed to a mental hospital, and he was visited by St. John of Avila, who advised him to be more actively involved in tending to the needs of others rather than enduring personal hardships. John left the hospital to begin work among the poor. He established a house where he tended to the needs of the sick poor. Many people began to back him up with money and provisions, among them the Archbishop of Tarifa. Now, John became ill after just 10 years of service. He began to put his hospital's administrative work into order and appointed a leader for his helpers. St. John of God died in 1550. 20 years later, his helpers formed the Brothers Hospitallers, now a worldwide religious order. St. John of God, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee, that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Liberation and salvation. The whole argument about Christ revolves around man's liberation, his salvation. But what can liberate man? Who liberates him and to what? Put even more simply, what is human freedom? Can man become free without truth, i.e. in falsehood? Liberation without truth would be a lie. It would not be freedom but deception, and thus man's enslavement, man's ruin. If man is to be free, he must be like God. Since the yearning for freedom is rooted in man's being, right from the outset he is trying to be like God. Indeed, anything less is ultimately too little for him. At first sight, it may seem to be rather parochial, merely internal Christian matter, when we speak of the prayer of Jesus as the New Testament's basic affirmation regarding his person. In reality, this is precisely the point which concerns us, i.e., it is what is central to humanity. For the New Testament designates it as the place where man may actually become God, where his liberation may take place. It is the place where he touches his own truth and becomes true himself. The question of Jesus' filial relation to the Father gets to the very root of the question of man's freedom and liberation, and unless this is done, everything else is futile. Any liberation of man which does not enable him to become divine betrays man, betrays his boundless yearning.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 9 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Monday of the third week of Lent, March 8th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Lent is precisely the season of hope when we turn our gaze back to the God who is patient. St. Paul passionately urges us to place our hope in reconciliation. Be reconciled to God. We begin this day of prayer as we join the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness, you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Thank you. Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence.
Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence.
The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion's perfect beauty, he shines. Our God comes. He keeps silence no longer. Before him, fire devours. Around him, tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence.
Offer to God the sacrifice of praise.
Offer to God the sacrifice of praise.
Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you, for I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you and you shall honor me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Offer to God the sacrifice of praise.
I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts.
I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts.
But God says to the wicked, "But how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the winds? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright."
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts.
Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel.
The kingdom of God is at hand.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, with Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You shall all worship at some distance, but Moses alone is to come close to the Lord. The others shall not come too near, and the people shall not come up at all with Moses." When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, We will do everything that the Lord has told us. Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words of his." Then Moses went up with Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 elders of Israel, and they beheld the God of Israel. Under his feet there appeared to be sapphire tile work, as clear as the sky itself. Yet he did not smite these chosen Israelites. After gazing on God, they could still eat and drink. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain, and while you are there, I will give you the stone tablets on which I have written the commandments intended for their instruction." So Moses set out with Joshua his aide and went up to the mountain of God. The elders, however, had been told by him, "Wait here for us until we return to you. Aaron and Hur are staying with you. If anyone has a complaint, let him refer the matter to them." After Moses had gone up, a cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled upon Mount Sinai. The cloud covered it for 6 days. And on the 7th day, he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord was seen as a consuming fire on the mountaintop. But Moses passed into the midst of the cloud as he went up on the mountain, and there he stayed for 40 days and 40 nights. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God allowed Moses to hear his voice and led him into the cloud.
Speaking to Moses face to face, God gave him his commandments, the law that brings life and knowledge, so that he might teach Jacob his precepts and Israel his decrees.
In the desert assembly, it was through Moses alone that our ancestors communicated with the angel who had spoken to him upon Mount Sinai.
Speaking to Moses face to face, God gave him his commandments, the law that brings life and knowledge, so that he might teach Jacob his precepts and Israel his decrees.
From a homily by St. Basil the Great, Bishop. The wise man must not boast of his wisdom, nor the strong man of his strength, nor the rich man of his riches. What then is the right kind of boasting? What is the source of man's greatness? Scripture says, "The man who boasts must boast of this, that he knows and understands that I am the Lord." Here is man's greatness. Here is man's glory and majesty. To know in truth what is great, to hold fast to it, and to seek glory from the Lord of glory. The apostle tells us, "The man who boasts must boast of the Lord." He has just said, Christ was appointed by God to be our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption, so that, as it is written, a man who boasts must boast of the Lord. Boasting of God is perfect and complete when we take no pride in our own righteousness, but acknowledge that we are utterly lacking in true righteousness and have been made righteous only by faith in Christ. Paul boasts of the fact that he holds his own righteousness in contempt and seeks the righteousness in faith that comes through Christ and is from God. He wants only to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and to have fellowship with his sufferings by taking on the likeness of his death in the hope that somehow he may arrive at the resurrection of the dead. Here we see all overweening pride laid low. Humanity, there is nothing left for you to boast of, for your boasting and hope lie in putting to death all that is your own and seeking the future life that is in Christ. Since we have its first fruits, we are already in its midst, living entirely in the grace and gift of God. It is God who is active within us, giving us both the will and the achievement in accordance with his good purpose. Through his Spirit, God also reveals his wisdom in the plan he has preordained for our glory. God gives power and strength in our labors. I have toiled harder than all others, Paul says, but it is not I, but the grace of God which is with me. God rescues us from dangers beyond all human expectation. We felt within ourselves that we had received the sentence of death so that we might not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead. For so great a danger did he deliver us, and does deliver us. We hope in him, for he will deliver us again. To know you, O God, is to reach holiness.
To acknowledge your power is the source of immortality.
This is eternal life, to know you, the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
To acknowledge your power is the source of immortality.
Let us pray. May your unfailing compassion, O Lord, cleanse and protect your church. And since without you she cannot stand secure, may she be always governed by your grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
28 past the hour. Today's gospel is coming right up. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout before the rock of our salvation. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let us bow down in worship, let us kneel before the Lord who made us. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. voice. Harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear God's voice and harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart.
Psalm 95 from George Lauer, If Today You Hear His Voice. 24 minutes before the hour, welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord has found that the hometown crowd is a tough one. And he explains why in today's Gospel from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
Truly, I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country. But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when there came a great famine over all the land, and Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian.
When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and put him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down headlong. But passing through the midst of them, he went away.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. It's a fact. God really doesn't care about your heritage, who you know, or what town you live in. All he wants is your faith. Or to put it another way, your trust. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. My soul is longing and pining for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God, we read in today's Mass. And to enter the dwelling of the Lord, a soul has to be clean and humble. For us to be able to see Jesus, good dispositions are needed. Once again, this is what the Gospel of the Mass shows us. Having spent some time preaching in the towns and cities of Galilee, our Lord returned to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Everyone knew him there. He was the son of Joseph and Mary. As his custom was, on Saturday, Jesus attended the synagogue. He stood up to read the sacred text, and he chose the messianic passage of the prophet Isaiah. St. Luke makes clear the extraordinary sense of expectation there was in the air. Then he shut the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. All those who were in the synagogue fixed their eyes on him. They had heard marvels about Mary's son and expected to see even more extraordinary things in Nazareth. Nonetheless, although at the beginning all bore testimony to him and were astonished at the gracious words which came from his mouth, they did not have faith. Jesus explained to them that God's plans are not based on ties of blood or of nationality. It was not enough to have lived with him. A great faith was needed. He produced examples from the Old Testament. In the prophet Elisha's time, there were many lepers in Israel, but none of these were cured except the Syrian, Naaman. The graces granted from heaven without any limits being placed by God do not take into account one's race. Naaman did not belong to the Jewish people, or one's age, or one's social position. Jesus did not find the necessary dispositions in his hearers in the land where he was brought up, and so he did not work any miracle there. Those people saw in him only the son of Joseph, one who made tables and repaired chairs. Is not this the son of Joseph? They asked. They did not know how to see beyond appearances. They did not discover the Messiah who had come among them. On contemplating Christ, we too ought to purify our soul. That Christ you see is not Jesus. It is only the pitiful image that your blurred eyes are able to form. Purify yourself. Clarify your sight with humility and penance. Then the pure light of love will not be denied you, and you will have perfect vision. The image you see will be really His. His. Lent is a good opportunity for intensifying our love with penitential deeds, which dispose the soul towards receiving lights from God. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers, and you'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 19 before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Monday of the third week of Lent, March 8th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Time to pray with the Universal Church as our friends at DivineOffice.org lead us in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord God of hosts.
My soul is longing and yearning, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my soul ring out their joy to God, the living God.
The sparrow herself finds a home,
and the swallow a nest for her brood. She lays her young by your altars, Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
They are happy who dwell in your house, forever singing your praise. They are happy whose strength is in you, in whose hearts are the roads to Zion.
As they go through the bitter valley, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rain covers it with blessings. They walk with ever-growing strength. They will see the God of gods in Zion.
O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Turn your eyes, O God, our shield. Look on the face of your anointed.
One day within your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. The threshold of the house of God I prefer to the dwellings of the wicked.
For the Lord God is a rampart, a shield. He will give us his favor and glory. The Lord will not refuse any good to those who walk without blame.
Lord God of hosts, happy the man who trusts in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Bless your people, Lord. You have given us the law that we may walk from strength to strength and raise our minds to you from this valley of tears. May we receive the gifts you have gained for us.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
Come, let us climb the mountain of the Lord.
Come, let us climb the mountain of the Lord.
In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills.
All nations shall stream toward it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths."
For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
He shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not rise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again.
O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us climb the mountain of the Lord.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name.
O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. O sing to the Lord, bless his name.
Proclaim his help day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples.
The Lord is great and worthy of praise, to be feared above all gods. The gods of the heathens are not.
It was the Lord who made the heavens. His are majesty and state and power and splendor in his holy place.
Give the Lord, you families of people. Give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name.
Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in his temple, O earth. Tremble before him.
Proclaim to the nations, God is king. The world he made firm in its place, he will judge the peoples in fairness.
Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it
thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. All the trees of the wood shout for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he comes. He comes to rule the earth. With justice he will rule the world. He will judge the peoples with his truth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have renewed the face of the earth. Your church throughout the world sings you a new song, announcing your wonders to all. Through a virgin, you have brought forth a new birth in our world. Through your miracles, a new power. Through your suffering, a new patience. In your resurrection, a new hope. And in your ascension, new majesty.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name.
A reading from the book of Exodus. You have seen for yourselves how I bore you up on eagle's wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other peoples, though all the earth is mine. You shall be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words,
and from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
I tell you assuredly, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I tell you assuredly, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Praise to you, Jesus, our Savior. By his death he has opened for us the way of salvation. Let us ask him,
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
God of mercy, you gave us new life through baptism.
Make us grow day by day in your likeness.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
May our generosity today bring joy to those in need.
In helping them, may we find you.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Help us to do what is good, right, and true in your sight.
And to seek you always with undivided hearts.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Forgive our sins against the unity of your family.
Make us one in heart and spirit.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
And to these intercessions, we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
And now let us pray as the Lord told us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May your unfailing compassion, O Lord, cleanse and protect your church. And since without you she cannot stand secure, may she be always governed by your grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, time to get the day started. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.